Recently, in the Christmas Village at Love Park, I noticed a woman putting the squeeze on people.
My name is Edie Weinstein, and I've been called the Mother Hugger, the founder of Hug Mobsters Armed with Love.
Besides working her day job as a therapist, Edie's a hug mobster. For the past 5 years or so, she's been giving hugs to strangers. She's hugged thousands of people and is part of a global social movement of folks who do the same. So during this holiday season, we're happy to bring you the story of Edie Weinstein and why she has turned her hugging pastime into a mission of kindness. I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. Edie grew up in a very nurturing family where nobody left home without hugging each other. So it wasn't surprising that she would start hugging with purpose about 5 years ago.
How I started doing this formally was Valentine's Day weekend, 2014, I brought a group of friends to 30th Street Station, and I decided to do a free hugs flash mob because I wanted people to understand that Valentine's Day is not just one day out of the year, and it's not just for romantic partners. Love is for everybody every day. So I brought a group of, I think there were a dozen of us there. We had our free hug signs, and at noon, we broke loose on the station. We let ourselves loose on the station. One of our friends, who's a local musician named Ron Chelsvig, walked around playing Give a Little Bit. You know, give a little bit, give a little bit.
Yeah.
And over again for like an hour, he played this on his guitar. Now, one of the people that approached us was an Iraq War vet who was the only survivor of his platoon, as he told us. And he had survivor's guilt, and he had thought about ending his life.
Wow.
So he said, until I met you people, can I join you? So, of course, we were tearing up, and we gave him his free hug sign, and he was off to the races.
I bet that interaction with the Iraqi war veteran kind of inspired you to do more, right?
Yeah, that and the heart attack.
Heart attack? Tell me what happened?
Well, I was on my way home from the gym where I had gone 5 or 6 times a week for workouts. And I had the symptoms that a lot of women have that men don't normally have. It's the jaw pain and tightness, like somebody grabs your jaw and you can't move it. Searing heartburn pain front and back, torrential sweats, palpitations, lightheaded, dizziness. I didn't go to the hospital. I drove home, called and canceled with clients because I'm a therapist. And then I drove myself to Doylestown Hospital.
And so were you treated or did you have surgery?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I have a stent inserted. They did a cardiac cath. So as part of my cardiac rehab, I walked around Doylestown, which is a town near where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, why don't I combine the hugging with the walking?
Huh.
Yeah.
And so that's how you started.
Yep, that's how it happened. And then the name, Hug Mobsters Armed with Love, friends of ours started calling us Hug Mobsters. And I said, ooh, mobsters, guns, drugs, violence. I don't think so. So I added the tagline.
Armed with love.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So how often do you do these hugging strolls, Edie? Tell me what a typical hugging day is like for you.
There is no typical. When they're formal, I issue an invitation. I put it out on Facebook, and I invite people to come join me. And sometimes they're in Doylestown. Sometimes they're in Philly. I've done three of them in D.C. I was at the White House, so I hugged in front of the White House. I've hugged in Virginia, Philly, New York, Jersey, Delaware, Canada, Portland, Oregon. And then a year ago, May, I was in Ireland. I hugged my way across Ireland.
How do people know you're there to hug?
Well, I have my free hug sign with me, and they look at it and they'll say, what does that mean, Hug Mobsters Armed with Love? And sometimes they'll know that means I'm offering hugs. There are times when I'll approach somebody and I'll say, would you like a hug? There are times when I'll stand there with my arms spread and ask them, would you like a hug? So that's how they generally know.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I found for myself physiologically, if I'm walking and talking to somebody, I get winded because of the decreased lung capacity with the cardiac event. But when I'm hugging people, it's like a jump start. they recharge me so I can go back out and hug more people.
I'm Annette John Hall with WHYY. Did you pick up a hug today?
I'm a hugger, and we wanted a free hug. I was like, let's give her a hug. I mean, I just love love. I love, you know, hugs. We're all the same, and we all should just love each other.
What if somebody doesn't want to hug?
Then I say thank you, and I encourage them to hug somebody, but I offer them an alternative. I'll say high fives, fist bumps, handshake, virtual hug, where I'll hug myself as if I'm hugging them.
Yeah.
And they're fine with that.
So I did come down to the Christmas Village recently, and you were there with your friend Vanessa Fernandez.
From Scranton, PA. I love hugging with my buddy Edie.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say that you guys got a lot of takers.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Juliana.
I'm with WHYY.
Yeah?
Why did you take a hug today?
I think this is very exciting. I think the concept behind this is amazing. It's good to hug and makes people happy.
When we come back...
Parker invited her to go to a Pride Fest, and she went there with a free mom hug sign.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the event, she realized that she had a movement on her hands as well.
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. I'm talking to Edie Weinstein, who gives out free hugs to strangers. She guesses she's connected with thousands of people through hugging. So you're not the only one, involved in this hugging movement.
No.
I mean, because I've seen all kinds of Facebook groups.
Yeah, the first person who's credited with doing it is a gentleman in Australia, and he spells his name Juan, J-U-A-N-M-A-N-N. It's a pseudonym. I don't know what his actual name is.
One man.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And his story,
I
think it was 2004, he had moved back from England to Australia, and he was lonely and he was sad. So he had gone to a party, and there was something about, you know, watching people, it was a party or airport or something, watching people hugging each other and feeling like he was missing that human contact. So he made up a free hug sign, went to a town square intersection somewhere in Sydney, Australia, and held up his sign for like 15, 20 minutes. Nobody stopped.
Hmm.
And he was probably feeling, why does anybody want to hug me? And this one older woman came over to him. Her daughter had died a year ago that day, and her dog, who I think was the daughter's dog, died that day. She reached up to him, he reached down to her, and a movement was born.
So, Edie, it took 10 years before you jumped on the hugging bandwagon. But when you did, you connected with a hugger named Sarah Cunningham.
Sarah Cunningham is a mom who lives in Oklahoma City, and her son Parker came out to her as a gay man, and she went into a tailspin. She thought, how can I choose between my spiritual beliefs and my son? Parker invited her to go to a Pride Fest, and she went there with a free mom hug sign,
mm-hmm.
and she decided she did not have to make that choice. By the end of the event, she realized that she had a movement on her hands as well. A lot of people, when they come out, are kicked out of their homes. They're disowned by their families. They're shunned. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. How can anybody do that to somebody they love? It just blows my mind. So when we do the free mom hugs, and there are men that do free dad hugs, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those T-shirts as well. The kids just cling to us and cry. When I say kids, they're like older teenagers.
Yeah. You're a licensed therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if there's any science behind hugs in terms of healing properties of it.
There are three brain chemicals that are stimulated when people hug. Oxytocin, which is the cuddle hormone, serotonin, and dopamine. They're all feel-good hormones.
Mm.
And they're free. They're legal. They are addictive. But what I say about oxytocin is the more oxytocin, the less OxyContin. Because it is a pain reliever. People find that when they hug, they sigh, they slow down, the heart rate slows down, they feel a connection with other people, blood pressure goes down. When I talk to my clients about making sure they get enough nurturing touch, I ask them, how do you feel when somebody hugs you? Oh, I feel like I matter. I feel like I belong. I'm important. couple of years ago, I went to a homeless shelter for veterans in Kensington with some friends, and one of the men there said, nobody has hugged me in 20 years.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? We have skin hunger that's just as important to meet as food hunger. And there have been tons of studies about how babies fail to thrive if they're not touched.
Mm-hmm.
So do adults.
What's your hope? What's your hope in doing this?
That people feel, again, like they matter, like they belong. Because when people feel good about themselves, good about their lives and their place in the world, they are a better, a greater force for good in the world.
Edie, thanks so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
And I just hope you have a wonderful and joyous holiday season.
Thank you.
That was therapist and hug mobster Edie Weinstein. The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. We had editing help for this episode from Eugene San. Hit me up on Twitter at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.